This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. When artist Juan Hobando came to North Carolina from his native Bogota, he went straight for the art museums. He's looking for people like himself, hungry for critical conversation about politics and culture. But often he found empty, quiet hallways. When he reconnected with his childhood love of hip-hop, he noticed a level of engagement that local art museums could only dream of. So he decided to bring the two worlds together. The result is Museum Mixtape, a series of music videos shot in art museums featuring hip-hop artists. Two of those artists are here today. Together, they form the group called The Coolest. They are Dan the Don and Denaro P. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having us, Frank.
Also here is Juan Hobando, who is an art and art history professor at Elon University. Juan, welcome. Good to have you here as well.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the thought process behind this demonstration, Museum Mixtape.
Okay, well, the piece started to get developed probably like 3 years ago when I first got here. And like you mentioned, I started going to museums just looking for like people to hang out and like mutual interest, you know, other artists, other people that were interested in the stuff that I was. And yeah, like you mentioned, sometimes you go to these big institutional cultural spaces and you find them that are very empty and they're kind of like lifeless. And it was very different from the experience that I had coming from Colombia and seeing how like dynamic were other like cultural spaces that had kind of like the similar role in Colombian society.
Well, tell us about that, because again, you said, you know, I went to art museums expecting to see artists and they aren't there. And I would not expect that. So tell us about that. I mean, it's an odd thing. And I looked at thought to myself, why wouldn't I expect that? But I've been to museums in the United States. So give us the picture of what you were used to in Bogota.
Well, Maybe it's coming from my perspective in a very specific historical moment in the history of like Colombian art, especially in Bogota. It was a moment in which, and I think it relates a lot to what I'm going to talk about hip hop. It came in a moment that a lot of young people were taking care of their own business and kind of like developing independent cultural spaces. Most of the art that me and my friends were doing wasn't kind of like accepted by big cultural institutions or wasn't even supported. It could be considered too risky or too young. Like we were making art when we were just right out of undergrad. So what happened in those years, I think in the mid-2000s or early 2000s, was a proliferation of independent cultural spaces in which a lot of young people just got together and rented like a warehouse or an apartment and start calling it a museum, you know, like kind of like taking ownership of the word or in the concept of a museum or a gallery. And it was basically very, I think, rooted in DIY culture and kind of like punk rock aesthetics. I think all of us were somehow rooted in punk or hardcore punk. Mm. And it came from that, you know, like doing our own posters and putting just a little bit of money down to set up an exhibition. There was this art space from my friends called El Bodegón that was actually their kind of like their motto, and their motto was to have just one night exhibitions. So if you missed it, you missed it. It was kind of like a spur of the moment type of thing, and we would work really hard to put on an exhibition.
So in this case now, we're talking about, in terms of the Museum Mixtape, we're talking about going into those traditional art spaces and creating and bringing hip-hop in, which is a kind of that sort of DIY and a very kind of pop culture ethos. So let's take a listen now. This is Absolute at the Ackland Art Museum in Chapel Hill to get a sample.
All right, rise and grind, y'all. Welcome to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We're at the Ackland Art Museum. That's over here, the Contemporary Art Department. I'm gonna give y'all a brief walkthrough. Look, my name's Abs. You talk about the best, you gotta mention me. I snuck in through the back of the museum. I skipped a feat. Contemporary means it's pretty new, essentially. So no Da Vinci, see, it's all from this century. Some of this art isn't very understandable. Here's a painting of a naked woman with some animals. I mean, let's move on.
All right, so give us an idea of what's going on. Now, you're asking the hip-hop artist to go through the art museum and then reflect what they see, right?
Yeah, basically that I wanted to have somebody like outside the high cultural bubble to give an inside look at what's happening in these spaces and what's being shown, what's being celebrated as high art. And I think I could have done the project with like moms talking about museums, you know? Like sometimes my mom goes to some of the shows that I'm in, and she just doesn't appreciate it, doesn't understand quite why this is being celebrated as art. But what was more important for me was to kind of like integrate this incredibly, like for me, integral part of Southern culture, contemporary Southern culture, and it's hip-hop and Southern hip-hop specifically. So I asked the performers to come with me and take a look at the museum collection without any influence from the museum official program or any like type of catalogs or anything. They just go and look, like if it was your first look, in the same way that we would go to museums, right? Without being too informed, just going out of like mere curiosity. And one of the things that was very interesting for me is that most of the people that I was working with, the performers, they were all local to the museums that I visited, but they have never been there. So that only that fact showed how disconnected the institutions are with culturally active young people.
So Dan LaDon, what did you think when Juan said, presented you with the prospect of doing this thing?
Oh, I thought it was great. I can't lie, I was a bit intimidated at first because I knew next to nothing about art, because I mean, to be honest, like, you know, I was somewhat out of touch with it. Like I think a lot of people my age are at this time. You know, I hadn't been to a museum since I was a child. We used to take field trips, you know, in elementary and middle school. But I definitely thought it was a great idea, and you know, it's a really good way to bring in a new audience to the art world through music, you know? So, yeah, I was definitely on board.
Well, Denaro P., tell us about the room in the Contemporary Art Museum in Raleigh that you wrote a song about.
It was very, let's say, I'm going to use the word dry. Mm-hmm. It's almost kind of, like Dan said, it's almost kind of intimidating. You know, you're looking at this piece and you're wondering, like, you know, what are they talking about? You know, you're trying to get it and understand it. But, you know, it was just dry. Not a lot of people were there. And like Juan said, it's just, you know, people just didn't come out. And cool. So,
can we get a sample of your work now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yay. Hey, we said you rockin' with the group, man.
You rockin' with the
And baby, hope, this is hope, how we do, man.
How we do,
hey, 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 hey. We said you rockin' with the cool, man.
Said you rockin' with the cool.
Baby, this is how we, all around the world, all around the world.
World.
Hey, we goin' all around the world, all around the world. Hey, hey, museum mixtape, all around the world, all around the world.
World.
Wanna bondo, all around the world, all around the world. Want me to do a verse dope like I'm moving work. Local rapper, nah, I'm everywhere on this Google Earth. In the universe, wanna get the picture, you gotta get out and move it first. Yeah, I done been from Cali to Dallas, Vegas and the Palace, everywhere on the map, kid. Been there, done that, we run that. Might even find me in the desert with the pump jacks. I'm from a place where they might hit you with the pump jack. Dirty Durham, Raleighwood, Chapel Hill, North Cac. You can find it can be a dark place like they paint the walls black. Every hood in America look the same. My homies be on the corner, they selling and cooking cane, and that's all around the world.
I'm gonna talk a little about my verse. Is about, you know, is the intro. You keep going, and it's just talking about what Juan was talking about. So I hope y'all could, you know, get a little bit. All right, hey, all around the world, all around the world. Hey, 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 all around the world, all around the world.
Hey. We going all around the world, all around the world.
Hey,
all around the world, all around the world. Hey, one more time, all around the world, all around the world.
Hey. We going, we going
all around the world, all around the world.
Hey, one more time, say it.
All around the world, all around the world.
One more time, come on.
All around the world, all around the world.
Hey, say, why you so cynical or critical? Used to be the pinnacle of pop culture. Garden used to watch them, they stuck up like stock rolls and let them in if you ain't hover. Or you so classic like Rawies and Rainbow to see you bleeding out. But them sutures can't get closed and now you're cold or dead and the world just gonna crop over me. But your head big and top over, think you over me. But your head big and top over, stop me at the door, I ain't gotta come in. I can post on Instagram and get my likes so you can. But you sit behind your desk, think about how you can win. But you steady talk about how my graffiti's a sin. Hey, let's be bold like Andy Warhol. Dolly said to let time pass, we can go for less, making masterpieces like my man Matisse. The world is your canvas, let it hear you speak. Let it hear you speak. You know, so, I mean, those two verses, like two records together, and it was like just describing like what Danny was saying in the piece that we did in Raleigh. It was just so
I don't know, so dry. So it was like so complicated to actually write to, because it was like one of the most
yeah, but you ended up with my man Matisse.
Yeah.
Who may not have been your man when you saw him hanging on the wall and had to read the plate next to him. So what happened? Because Matisse is an artist. Picasso is an artist. Da Vinci were artists. They may be dead white men, but they're artists. And they had something to say too, and they're misunderstood. And there's people who listen to hip hop and say, I don't get what's going on. And you're artists too. So how did you make a connection?
Because I took art classes back in high school. I took 4 years of art, actually.
Yeah, he's actually a great artist. And so, draws and everything.
And so it kind of like meant it together when Juan came about. So, and I studied a little bit in college also. And so it was just, you know, they were so bold at the time, you know, because a lot of people like, what are you, like, this is like, what are you drawing? You know, this isn't that what we're used to. And so that's why I said, you know, you got to be bold. And that's what the art community should be. That's what the museum should be. They should be bold and let people express themselves instead of holding people back and, you know, not letting them come inside.
Just let me ask Juan a question. Forgive me for interrupting.
No, but wait,
is that the fault of the museum? Is it the fault of the artist? Is it the way we've constructed the world of art or the way we teach it? What's really happening here?
Well, I don't have an absolute answer for that, but I think from my perspective, I don't think it's anybody's fault. I think museums and cultural institutions are so stiff because I think they have to function through so many larger bureaucratic systems. Right. And I think what the project, I think, aimed, or for me, it was like going to these hip-hop shows and seeing how they would set up a show in one day, you know, and for an exhibition, to plan an exhibition in a big museum, you have to kind of like plan it to like 2 years in advance. And you would see these like young people. And it reminded me the way that we used to put up our exhibitions in Colombia, you know, like very fast and very dynamic. And they would speak a lot about the current times. You know, it was very contemporary in that sense. So I think, I don't think that's anybody's fault. I think museums are used to work in some ways. And that's why it generates these alternative subcultural movements that are just working in parallel. I don't think it's like a fight between high and low culture or middle-brow culture. I think it's just that all these different cultural movements are moving in parallel lines, and the project is trying to intersect them.
I was going to ask if that's one of the goals, is to sort of bring these two worlds together and let them connect. And so what is the point of connection? Well, I mean, where does it happen that somebody who looked at Matisse on a dry wall and was about to go away because it made no connection, what has to happen? Do I need to read a book before I go in? Do I have to hear a song like that to say, oh, that's for me? Because there is plenty of expression, plenty of soul, and a lot of revolution that went on, even among the dead white men who were turning their worlds over, as it turns out. So what does it take to get us to wake up to that?
Well, I don't know if it takes anything. I don't think it's going to be a conscious solution or a conscious awakening. I think just culture has changed in the way that we traffic with culture. And I think if you see teenagers today, the way they traffic with visual culture is way different than we're used to, and it's going to change the face of museums and cultural institutions in the future. Like, for example, Tumblr and Instagram, they're becoming the cultural hubs for the interchange of visual production. So maybe those are the museums of the future, you know? They are reblogging all this stuff that they see. It's becoming popularized, and at the same time, it fits up our cultural lingo, you know, in some way. And in the same way that, for example, Twitter has changed the face of writing, you know, like there's this kind of like post-digital kind of like way of writing. There's also this post-digital way of looking at culture. And I think culture is just moving in those circles.
Well, yeah, I see you nodding there, Dan. And I'm wondering, because so much of what's great about hip-hop culture is the way it takes what's right in front of you and just repurposes, reuses, which is what we're doing all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Shakespeare he never came up with his own plots. Not a single one of them was his own plots. He was the ultimate hip-hop artist when it came to repurposing stuff that he already had. So that's the genius of it. But it seems to me that when you now include artists who maybe you hadn't been exposed to before. I mean, what does that do to the breadth of even hip-hop as a form when it includes just more information as part of that base that keeps getting folded in?
It somewhat refreshes it. Like, as you said, it's nothing really new under the sun as far as hip-hop or you know, a lot of art forms in general. But instead of, you know, keeping it, you know, but so repetitive, when you, you know, add a a sprinkler, a dash of something new, it does make it new in a sense. You know, like you said, hip hop is known for, you know, sampling things and reusing, you know, old records from, you know, as far back as the 40s and 50s. So, you know, in a sense, it's not creating something new. But when you do something like what Juan is, like, hey, let's introduce you to a new platform, you know, that on top of what we already have, that's where you have creation and, you know, that nice, fresh, new platform of music, you know?
Well, I want to hear another sample now. This is a clip from Museum Mixtape, Lottie Dottie, at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem. Let's listen.
Yo, this artist got swag. You know why? Because he matched the Gucci bag. Yo, this building is crazy. We about to get 2,000 people up in here. Yo, it's going to be the party of the year. Yo, follow me. Let's check this out. Now, this artist got loose. I think he was sipping on too much Grey Goose. And what's going on here? All I see is boats thrown up in the air.
Lottie Dottie, part of the Museum Mixtape. That was at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem. I mean, it sounds like that should be on the tour, right? I should have my headphones on, yeah, listening to her as I go through, right?
Yeah, that's some of the ideas that the institutional officials have come up with after they talk about the project. They see that I think the project could have a lot of, like, sustainability in terms of if I was operating a museum, like this is the type of stuff that I would try to do if I'm kind of like trying to get younger audiences to come to the museum. But as far as my job goes, I just wanted to create the video piece. As an artist, there's this, I think there's a trend in past years of artists being too involved in kind of like social activism, and my work has nothing to do with that. As an artist, I try to keep things artificial, and I think that's part of the word art, is that to create the artifice, and in this case, the artifice is the music video. You know, I wanted to create a music video that had, like, highlights their performers, because they're all really, really talented, that somehow showcases the disconnection between young subcultural forms and institutional cultural spaces, and that at the same time it was a good rap song. I think at the end of the day, I just wanted to make a good rap song.
Let's talk about that showcase. There's an inherent critique of those institutions in the whole project. What did museums say when you presented this to them, and what are they saying now that they've seen some of the artifice?
I have to say that most of them were highly welcome of the project. It was great. There was a couple of museums that definitely, after many, many emails, they decided not to do it. They wanted to be in complete control of the project. Like, can we choose our own rappers? Can we edit the lyrics? You know, there was a lot of, like, you can see how, like, very defensive and protective they are. And it's interesting how these, sometimes as artists and working inside the art bubble, we think that what we're doing is super, super serious and that needs to be highly protected and very precious. But at the same time, something very superficial and it's artificial. You know, it's kind of like the grown-up version of playing with crayons. You know, it's what I do. And we try to keep it, like, very precious and very sacred. And I think that when you break that mold, it more fresher stuff, like they're saying, it comes up. So most museums were really, really, like, glad to be participating. Museums, like, the project went through all the southeastern part of the United States, too. I went to the Bass Museum in Miami, Florida, and they were completely open. It's this very, very, like, big museum that I never thought they were going to let us in. Also in the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem, they had this huge exhibition of two great painters, and they just let us walk in and say whatever we wanted to say about them. And so the museums have been great, and they all, most of them want to have the project back to be shown and have some of the performers do a show. So I think that's the next step in the dissemination of the piece, not to only have it online, but also to present it back in the spaces where it was shot.
Great project. A lot of fun. Juan Obando, thanks so much for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Frank.
Juan Obando, an art history professor at Elon University. Also, Dan the Don and Denaro P with the group Coolest. Thank you for being on the program as well.
Thank you.
Coming up next, well, by the way, more on the museum mixtape on our website. You can go to our website, stateofthings.org, see some pictures and videos. We got lots of information there. Coming up next, the little girl who fought the Depression, Shirley Temple. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.